The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Gareth Thompson, the founder of Solve.Earth, which is a community whose purpose is to inspire, educate, and support future eco-entrepreneurs, as well as inspire those looking to build or join an eco-startup company. And Gareth, how are you doing today?
Hi, Matt. Really good, thanks.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. And let's start at the top. Tell us about Solve.Earth and how the idea came about, its history, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, sure. So if I go back to just over a couple of years ago, I was driving to work and my entire career to date has been in the healthcare industry. So I was on my way to work and I felt this real burning desire to move into the environmental sustainability sector. Now, I'd been interested in environmental sustainability for over a decade and I'd always sort of toyed with the idea. And on this particular morning when I was driving to work, I just thought, I've got to do this. I just have to do it. I don't know why, I just know I have to do it. And so I did, I founded Solve Earth, and that was just over 2 years ago. And since then, I've absolutely been the right move. And I feel really empowered and impassioned to make a difference in the world and make the place more sustainable.
Awesome. That's great. And I think probably part of this inspiration when you were driving to work was the overall philosophy behind Solve Earth. If I'm correct here, I think it's about profit, multidisciplinary cooperation, and green innovation, those pillars right there. So tell us more about the philosophy behind this effort.
Yeah, sure. So I think profit is key, but before I delve into profit, I'll just tell you about why I formed the mission statement for Solve Earth. See, I knew that climate change and environmental problems were really vast, really, really big, you know, planetary level problems. And I thought, you know, when I set up a company, how is that going to help? How much difference will that really make? And how do I multiply my impact to make it as big as possible? So really, these things are too big for one person to handle. Even if you're Greta Thunberg, right? It's too vast. So I thought to myself, how could I as one person make a really big difference? Now, I've been in the startup world helping health tech startups. And I knew from the startup world that startup companies move really fast. They create new technologies. And then they move super fast and they scale fast. What I realize is that we need an army to solve all these environmental problems. We need an army of eco startups and an army of eco entrepreneurs. So that's kind of the guiding philosophy of Solve Earth. We are here to set up an army of eco entrepreneurs to solve these really big problems. And to go back to the profit angle, I think in order to scale rapidly and to make a really big impact globally, profit is essential. And the reason for that is because if companies are making a profit, they're able to reinvest that capital and grow much quicker. And that enables them to scale. So a company that starts in one country can scale internationally. They scale internationally, they make even more money, they reinvest those profits, they can make a really big impact. And as much as, you know, NGOs are doing, charity sector companies are doing a great job out there, but they haven't solved the environmental crisis that we're facing. That's the bottom line for me. And I really think that the profit model is the way to do it. So our philosophy at Solve Earth is that profit is essential to scale, and green capitalism is going to really change the world. Green capitalism, sustainable business is going to be a cleaner way to make money and to make sure that we move to a sustainable civilization.
Excellent. Now tell us about some of the programs, like what you all actually offer. I know you do stuff for individuals and for companies. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so in the beginning, we ran eco hackathons to do like a really fast idea creation kind of event and an atmosphere to take these problems. And instead of spending weeks or months on them, you get a bunch of people in a room and they compete to develop solutions to a problem there and then over a day or a couple of days. And that was really fun and exciting. So we do run eco hackathons, or we did in the beginning, and we're planning to do some in the future, but it's not our focus right now. So right now we have a basic beginner's course online that people can enroll for. And that's kind of the first entry point. And we're focusing on a handful of a small number of eco startups for the time being. What we're doing is we're currently building a climate change startup called Net Zero. And I'm looking at ways that we can help a small number of startups to gain investment, gain traction, and get themselves established in the market. So in the long term, we're going to offer bigger programs for individuals and companies to build that army of eco-entrepreneurs. But right now, we have a beginner's course online, and we're focusing on building and raising investment for a small number of eco-startups.
Excellent. So just overall, how's the response been? And I'm sure it's positive. We certainly agree with your approach about green capitalism and kind of being the foundation of the future. You know, Mary's business with eco solutions. And I love how you profit is a key part of it, because it is business. It is capitalism. So overall, how's the response been to Solve Earth, and how's your traction going so far?
Yeah, so I remember when we ran one of the very first eco hackathons, I had no idea, you know, how popular it would be and would people like it and so on. I was actually really surprised, because there was some students came over for one of those early events from Paris, all the way from Paris to go to London to go to the eco hackathon. So, and since then, you know, the interest has grown and grown and grown. And now we have a real appetite building for green capitalism and eco startups, which is just fantastic. I think we came in at exactly the right time, and that's only going to grow in the future. So I've been really, really pleasantly surprised and delighted at the level of interest.
That's fantastic. Awesome. And your website is solve.earth. You are a .earth domain name user. Why did you choose to use a .earth domain?
Yes. Well, to be perfectly honest, it was an accident, because I didn't know that .earth existed until I wanted to originally call the company Solver, S-O-L-V-E-R, but Solver was taken. And so when I was looking for other alternatives, I discovered the .earth domain, and I thought, wow, that's perfect. That's amazing, because the domain can be the company name as well. And so, yeah, it was dumb luck, really.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and you know, we've seen a lot of companies like yourself that use like the domain as their name, Solve Earth, solve.earth. And that's something that's been gaining traction. So that's awesome how you put two and two together, because it's your brand in your URL in the domain.
Yeah, which exactly. Awesome. Which is exactly what you've done with voices.earth.
Yeah, very much so. Totally. So, you know, Gareth, we talked a lot about the traction you've gotten to date, the programs that you've offered, and it certainly seems to be going very well, which is awesome. What's your future vision? I mean, you're building an army. Do you want this to be a massive global army, I imagine?
Yeah. So in the short term, we're focusing on a small number of startups, like I said before. But in the long term, the vision is to really build out that army. So I think Solve Earth needs to become an incubator and accelerator for eco startups all over the world in multiple cities. And the reason for that is because there are two major environmental problems that we need to solve. So we need to move to a 100% renewable energy civilization, which will require a whole bunch of renewable energy technology startups, and a 100% circular economy, which means that we virtually reuse every raw material for products that's out there. So, you know, this is a huge opportunity. We're talking about a complete transformation of the global economy. So Solve Earth has the potential to be really big and become a global incubator, accelerator for eco startups all over the world, which is really exciting. And, you know, I'm happy, I'm delighted to spend my entire career on that mission.
That's excellent. You know, Gareth, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Yeah, I'm going to steal some words from a man who's a far bigger figure in the environmental movement than myself, David Attenborough, who is the BBC producer of Blue Planet and Planet Earth. You might be familiar with those series.
Sure.
About the natural world.
Yeah.
He says that the next few decades could determine life on Earth for the next few millennia. So this is an enormous opportunity to build a better world for all of us and the plants and animals in the natural environment that we are all a part of. So let's be brave and take this opportunity to make a sustainable civilization a reality. And for me, I think ultimately, this is the only way that we are going to be able to travel across the universe and explore other stars as the human race. So this is, you know, a huge opportunity. It's the opportunity.
That's excellent. What a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.earth podcast with Gareth Thompson, who is the founder of Solve.earth, which is a community that's aim is to inspire, educate, and support future eco-entrepreneurs, and really build out an army of eco-entrepreneurs, and also help people who are looking to either build their eco-startup companies or even join an eco-startup company. And Gareth, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.